Our Lord answered him. He said unto him, verse 28, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. And I wonder if you notice the barb that's in that. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And you can see he's certainly beating around the bush. You see, our Lord used this very unusual method, and by the way, it's known as the Socratic method. Socrates used it. Answer a question with a question. Let a man answer his own question. And so the lawyer put Christ on the witness stand, and Christ reversed the tables and put him on the witness stand. Now, the other side of the cross remembers where these men are. They were under law. They were under the dispensation of law. And the Lord Jesus referred him to the Mosaic law. And the lawyer wanted Christ to give an answer contrary to the law, of course. And so our Lord made it very clear that the law he picked out was the chief one. And he lifted out a passage from the Pentateuch. I'll not turn back to it, but you'd find it in Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. And then you'll notice our Lord said, You've answered right. And again, we're before the cross, but they're under the shadow of it. And I'm bold enough to say to you today, friends on radio, if you will keep this, you will have eternal life. Well, somebody said, I thought you'd been saying you have to trust Christ as your Savior. I do say that. Well, somebody says, but you're saying now that if you keep this, you'll be saved. Yes, but let's follow through on this. Do you remember what the Lord said? It's not the hearers of the law that are justified, but the doers of the law. Paul said in Romans 2:13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers. Now, if you can honestly say, I do this, but I'll have to say before you answer, I don't want you to find yourself on the horns of a dilemma here, I remind you that God contradicts you. You know what God says to you about this? And I could give you several passages of Scripture, but Paul says in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, for by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we've believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You just can't measure up to it, friends, that's all. It'd be impossible for you to keep the law. For what the law could not do. That's the reason God sent the Holy Spirit to enable you to live. You just can't take the law, bare knuckle, and keep it. Now, if this lawyer had been honest, which he was not, and if you are listening today and think you're saved by works, let me ask you to be very honest about this. Now, suppose this lawyer had been honest. He would have said this, Master, I've sincerely tried this. I have tried to love God with all my heart, my soul, my strength, my mind. I've tried to love my neighbors myself, but I don't measure up to it. I'm not keeping that. I'm not living up to it. I've miserably failed. And I have therefore not received eternal life. I'm a hard legalist. I do not have the modus operandi by which I can live. And the law has just revealed all my weakness and my failure. It hasn't saved me at all. But you see, he adopted this evasive method and he raised an argument. And he does what that squid in the ocean does. You know what that squid, when he's being attacked, when he's losing an argument, he squirts and inky substance into the water. I had a man one time, he had been married twice and divorced twice. Well, he's married three times because he was then living with his third wife. And you know what his question was? He said, where did Cain get his wife? You know what I felt like asking him? Where'd you get yours? Actually, the big problem is not where Cain got his wife. The question is, where'd you get yours? And to the one who doesn't have one, where are you going to get yours? That's the immediate question, you see.